Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain, and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.
It's game time. And if you've got a hunch about this NBA season, you could turn it into a big win on FanDuel. Because right now, new customers can bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets if you win.
Ooh, that guy's hotter than a microwave burrito.
Now that's a red-hot hunch.
21 plus and present in Ohio. Must be first online real money wager. $5 deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See full terms at FanDuel.com/sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Go loud.
Welcome to How I Drink Extra Juice. This is our bonus episode. We get to be a little bit looser and a little bit less restricted in what we say than our main episodes. It's a new year, so it's time for a new wardrobe. Freshen up your wardrobe with essential staple pieces from Pennies.
Pennies have everything you need to make sure you're the best dressed in 2025, from cozy knits and cute baby tees. They have the nicest workout gear ever. You have them on, girl!
I'm on!
Reppin' life!
I came straight from Pilates.
Love.
I feel like you don't really sweat, so it's fine.
No, that doesn't count.
No.
Yeah, we talked about that yesterday.
So I'm not sitting in like stink.
No. But they're so comfy.
If I had time to go back, I would have been. Yeah, they're literally like butter.
I can't stop wearing them, all the little matching colours. I love the green. I'm such a green girl.
I don't think I got the green, did I?
It's a bright green. I feel so patriotic.
No, yeah. Wear it on Patty's Day. And you're wearing clad earrings.
Oh my God.
Pennies have everything that has you covered for the new year. Perfect pair of jeans, solid workout clothes, including their super soft hero matching sets and yoga pants like I'm wearing now.
Mm-hmm. So whatever your goal is this year, if you're a Pilates princess or just trying to get back into a routine, Pennies 100% have you covered.
So we're going to start off with rant of the week, but we actually have other people's rants. A listener rant in, and then we have someone who is replying to our rant, basically. Okay. Was it your rant of the week?
Yeah.
So give them an update of what your rant was, if this is their first episode.
My rant was this motorcycle lady. I'm presuming she's a lady.
Did you think that?
I don't know, because she had a pink Ivy's on. That's very sexist of me, is it?
Oh no, well then probably, yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I feel like that's a real girly thing.
Yeah. Motorcyclist anyway, cut in front of me. I beeped her, obviously, because, hello, lady, I could have hit you.
Yeah.
And she gave me the finger and just drove off. I think I was more ranting that she gave me the finger, when in my head I was like, you're in the wrong. How are you giving me the finger?
Or like, even if it was like both your faults, like you can't give, like, just give a finger.
Yeah. So that was what I was ranting about anyway.
I actually always give the finger even when it's probably someone else.
Love
it. I can.
Brilliant. And then we got an update.
Yeah. So this is the follow-up. So this isn't the motorcyclist. When I first seen it, I was like, oh my God, she's actually fine. Nothing writing in. She's going to come and, I don't know,
be mean.
This is the follow-up. So someone wrote in and said, I'm writing after listening to Extra Juice number 131 about the girl in the pink high-vis on the motorbike. I'm not that girl, but I also ride motorbikes. It is legal to filter through on traffic while on a motorcycle, but people never look out for motorbikes, especially on three-lane roads. Then they get a fright and then blame a biker. I'm not saying this is the case with Ellie, but I feel like bikers get a bad rep just for trying to stay safe. Within 10 minutes of being on the M50 lately, 3 people didn't see me and I almost didn't make it to my destination. So my point here is, if you see a biker, rather than getting annoyed, just let them pass. They're more than likely only trying to stay safe.
Nah. Sorry. Motorcyclists, they have indicators.
Oh, do they?
Of course they do.
I've never seen anyone use them.
Motorbikes have indicators. And it was the fact she came...
Where does it be, though, on the bike?
On the back. There's two little lights, like... My uncle drives motorbikes all his life, I know. Like,
I didn't know that.
It was the fact she came from, like, behind, behind the left of me.
So you couldn't have seen her.
No,
really?
How could I? No. Of course, if she was in front of me, and of course, I get motorcyclists are like they have that leeway to be able to go in and out of traffic. Deadly, love that for you, brilliant. If she was in front of me, obviously, and like did a little check behind her to see if there was a car or like,
yeah,
sorry,
yeah,
my Jeep could have been up your hoo ha. It was, she came from behind me
and
on the left.
In town as well.
Yeah,
it's not. I feel like on a motorway, it's different because you can see people from very far away, whereas in town, if there's something behind you, you wouldn't see someone behind them.
Of course, if you're talking about the M50 three lanes and I see a motorcyclist and they go in front of me, I'm going to be able to see them for much longer. It was the fact she came from behind me,
flew
to the left,
in, yeah.
Flew around behind me.
You wouldn't have a chance unless you're looking in your mirror like that.
Do you know what
time.
I mean?
Yeah.
She gave me no leeway to, of course, I wouldn't
to
give a shite. Yeah. So, no, I still think she was in the wrong. I'm never wrong.
I feel like that. She definitely has a point of like they're trying to stay safe, but then there's bad fucking drivers and there's bad motorcyclists. Like they just sometimes are crazy.
Yeah, it was just
driver. Like, do you ever see cars? And I literally have to say something aloud to myself in the car. Jesus Christ! Yeah. Like when they're just weaving and out, I'm like, if you had been 1 second later, you would have clipped the front of the car, the back. Like, the people are crazy.
No. Thank you for the follow up, and of course, like. I totally get that if they're trying to be safe and whatnot. It was just that this one came out of absolutely nowhere and then still gave me the finger.
She was not safe.
No.
Not safe.
I was ranting about her.
Safe road. Mm-hmm. Thanks for your rant and your follow-up. I love follow-up.
Yeah.
The highest achievers among us are the people still striving, still reaching for something. The people who aren't satisfied to stay where they are and want to keep climbing higher. And it's those people who approach the impossible and embrace it. There's a vehicle for people like that. It's called the Defender. The Defender is an icon, reimagined for a new generation of explorers through thoroughly modern design. Its interior is modern and functional, with rich material finishes and quality craftsmanship. When you're in a Defender, you can tell the interior is built for purpose. Luxury appointments throughout and practical storage options ensure you adventure in comfort. This is a vehicle capable of great things and engineered to meet challenges head-on. Wherever you're headed, experience the Defender's legendary capability, both off-road and on. And there's a family of vehicles for Defender. Meet the Defender 90, Defender 110, and the 8-seat Defender 130. Are you ready to embrace the impossible? Explore the Defender at LandRoverUSA.com.
Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain. And I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.
It's game time. And if you've got a hunch about this NBA season, you could turn it into a big win on FanDuel. Because right now, new customers can bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets if you win.
Ooh, that guy's hotter than a microwave burrito.
Now that's a red-hot hunch.
21 plus and present in Ohio. Must be first online real money wager. $5 deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See full terms at FanDuel.com/sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Dogs deserve the best, and that means fresh, healthy food. Unlike other brands, Ollie offers 5 flavors that are as nutritious as they are delicious, all made in U.S. kitchens without harmful fillers or preservatives. Head to Ollie.com, tell them all about your dog, and use code HAPPYPUP to get 60% off your welcome kit with a bonus. You'll get a storage container for a mess-free experience, and it comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee if your dog doesn't lick the bowl clean.
I'm scared for the next
one.
I can see the next line and I'm like, ah!
Oh yeah, I know. Okay. So this is a listener rant that they've sent in. So it's right to last week's and I'm about the girl whose boyfriend is going back to Amsterdam.
Oh, shit, yeah.
After cheating on her there in her six months into their relationship.
Oh, and he's going back.
I would love to. Yeah, what did we... I was like... I don't think you should go.
I think we were on two minds about, like, you can't really tell him you can't go, even though you'd love to say that to him. But then you'd also love to leave the ball in his court and be like, you'd love that if he had the fucking cop on to say, no, I'm not going to.
Yeah. And I just think, like, people have to have some kind of repercussions for their actions. Like, it obviously doesn't sound fair when you think about it. Oh, you can't tell someone else to go on holiday. But, like, also, that's certain right.
Yeah.
Like, because he done that and he made that decision. Yeah. So, this is what someone said about that dilemma. My rant is actually about last week's pod. Listen, oh God. Listen to some of these dilemmas. I don't understand why some of these girls do not know their worth.
Oh. Okay, this could be a turnaround.
This could be, I wish all these girls with boy troubles would grow more confident in themselves. Oh. I used to be one of those girls letting boys away with millions of red flags. If I knew this girl from last week's dilemma, I would love to shake her and open her eyes. If a man loves you, he will not disrespect you. And if he doesn't respect you, that's a boy, not a man. I'm all for forgiveness, but I think once there's a lack of respect, there's no going back. I only found my angel boy after years of shitty relationships, and now he wouldn't dare to do anything that made me feel uncomfortable. I wouldn't even have to ask. We all know the saying by now, your significant other should not sit at a table where you don't feel welcome. Oh,
I
love that.
I like that one, yeah.
Your significant other should not sit at a table where you don't feel welcome. Aww. I'm just saving that into my brain. Once a cheat, always a cheat. It may hurt now to leave, but it will save you hurt later, girly. That's the rant of my week. Sorry for the harshness. Sometimes I just think people need the hard truth.
So true.
That's true.
Tough love and all
maybe
that.
Maybe we need to be a bit more tough.
I know, yeah. We're too nice.
I think we were kind of...
You went through a mad phase of saying, I dump him.
I was.
You were going through a mad phase of that for a while,
yeah,
weren't you?
Yeah. But it's just like, dump him. Like, if something isn't, you have no ties, like, it's so much harder when there's like kids involved or like a marriage. Yeah. You're young and like so many people that write in are so young or still in college, like, and someone's been mean to you then, I'm like,
see, yeah.
That he could be stopping you from finding your real husband.
I think you think at that age and that time in your life, like, oh my God, this is it. Like, and it's lovely to think like that. I get it. But
for some people it is. Like,
yeah, a small majority of people. But yeah. You have so much life ahead of you.
I know.
So much life. Yeah. And you have so much time to actually meet someone.
And I feel like when you meet people on your own, like, people probably make mistakes young because they're still learning about things. So, like, yeah. It's kind of... You're probably going to have more problems with younger relationships in that way, but it doesn't mean you have to put up with it.
Yeah. No, I like this. And we do say that sometimes. It may hurt you now, but it'll save you hurt later. We were talking about something. We were like...
Oh, that's different.
We were talking about something. We were saying, just stay in the hurt. It's fine.
Well, it's about when, like, you know someone's about to move away, but you're like, should you end the things with them? So, and you know they're still in your country, but you can't see them. Or like,
Just keep seeing them.
Yeah, like, I think
it's
like that.
It's gross.
Like, you need to just have the time with them, I think, in that case.
No,
well, thanks so much for your rants. Let us know. I feel like very positive because we haven't had to rant this week.
I know, yeah.
We got them in.
Nice,
yeah, it's nice. Yeah, I feel a bit lighter. If you agree with either of our rants, you can let us know and email howmydrink@golandnow.com or follow us on Instagram @howmydrinkpod. If I was you, we get to give you very honest and raw advice about what we do if we were you. We can't sit on the fence, can't give maybes or ifs. We have to tell you exactly how we feel about your dilemma. And these are sent into our email address, which is homeidrink@goloudnow.com.
So this dilemma is, girls, I've been in this dilemma for a long time and I'm getting sick of it now. I had a thing with an older guy when I was 16. Ooh. I wouldn't even call it a thing as nothing happened between us. A kiss or two, but this boy was a tad obsessed. Fast forward 4 years and I'm... with my now boyfriend of over 3 years, who was not fond of this guy at all. This boy never stopped trying it on with me, knowing that I had a boyfriend. He also has a girlfriend of 2 years, who I know was not fond of me, which is fair, as I think she knows the extent of which her boyfriend was chasing me. Oh. He will still like my Instagram posts at random times late at night, view my TikTok profile every day, a few times a day. Can you check that?
You can have it. If you have yours off, then you can't see anyone's. But if you have yours on, then you can see theirs and they can see yours.
Piss off.
So you have to have it on both ways. Like, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
But I don't think we can. I don't think if you have over 10,000 followers, you can or something. Or some, there's some number, because then it would just be too many, really.
Okay.
Imagine someone with millions of followers haven't gone through the list. Yeah, I think it's too much for.
Oh, God. I've used my TikTok profile every day, a few times a day, religiously likes my Instagram stories and has actually DM'd me before at random times of the night, but deleted it before I could see or screenshot it. My boyfriend was so mad at the start, but it's 4 years later, so now he just sits and laughs at the fool. He's so over it, as am I, but this boy's girlfriend does not know any of this. I've no proof of anything apart from him viewing my TikTok every day. But like, do you text a girl over that? I don't think so. Do I tell her? Have I left it too long? I fear she is the type of girl to accuse me of texting back or initiating it. Please give me any advice. It's a horrible situation. We laugh it off at the end of the day, but it's actually terrible. As much as I don't think this girl likes me, it's horrible to see her post photos with him and go on trips and he'll be doing this kind of stuff while doing that.
God. I'm trying to think. I'm like, I would like to know.
That's so annoying that she's no proof of it.
Yeah,
so
can you not screenshot all the Instagram likes?
It must come up though that like so-and-so sent a message when she wakes up in the morning and then when she clicks into the message,
gone. It's gone. Could you not send
screenshot that?
I would wait until you have proof. Because like, if she already doesn't like you and like you said, she's just going to turn it around on you.
Yeah.
What's like, I just think, you're going to get proof because he does all the time.
Mm.
Wait until you have it in screenshot. Even if it is just like something sent a message and then go in and show that it's unsent.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Show that it was there and then it's not.
Yeah. And like in the Instagram stories.
The girlfriend probably would turn it around and think that she's trying to break them up or like.
Probably.
She's going to think the worst of you. Let's be real.
I think as well, like the fact your boyfriend knows about it, he can back you up and be like, look, yeah.
Yeah. Break of the week over here, like.
But then it's like, you're also in a really happy place and you're like, do it, am I arse? But then
not block him.
Yeah,
so
sure.
We can't do any of that.
But then I would like to know. I think if you had proof, I would be like, hey, girl.
Oh, the hey, girl text.
Hey, girl.
Oh, the hey, girl text.
So-and-so, let's call him Jimmy.
Jimmy.
Has been viewing my TikTok, like my stories, messaging me. I just wanted you to know. Do with that information what you will, kind of thing. Like, not, I wouldn't give it a huge spiel, like just the necessary points,
just to let her know, kind of thing.
And then maybe you could be like, and now I've blocked him, but just want to let you know,
I've blocked him now, but yeah, I wanted to give you the heads up.
Yeah, I think block him
4 years later, get over it.
Like. And it's like, it's probably affecting your peace a little because you're already thinking about it, and like, it's just he's not part of your life anymore. Like, you don't need to have him on Instagram, or TikTok, or whatever else. I would do that,
I think that's the best thing to do. And then definitely block him so he can't look at anything that you're posting.
Yeah.
No, it's only, not that you shouldn't feel like you have to go and do that.
No.
But like in his eyes, he could be so like, I don't know, deluded, thinking like, oh, the door is still open for me because she hasn't blocked me.
I have
me
a chance. No, literally. And he's given stalker vibes.
100%.
Definitely block.
See ya.
Block and text. So as usual, you can send in your rant or your dilemma for If I Was You to homodrinkatgirlednow.com. Our Instagram is homodrinkpod. And we're also going to be introducing a few new segments soon. So please send us any bedroom dilemmas that you're having.
Dun, dun, dun.
So it can be anything from...
The dildo got stuck on my bum.
The butt plug is shoved right up there.
Not that I'd know.
No.
Neither of us would.
No. It can be about literally anything. Anything to do with the bedroom.
I used to see...
About your sleep.
Did you ever watch 24 Hours in A&E?
No, I don't like things like that.
I do sometimes. Or there's things I've seen on TikTok.
Real squeamish.
It's been about like people who've had to go to the hospital because of injuries that they've had during sex.
Yeah.
If that's ever happened to you, let us know.
Yeah. Or I've heard a story where, I don't know how this would feel because I don't have a willy, but when the man's... Is it their Japs eye or something?
Oh, yeah.
Great.
Snaps.
Is it called, or is it a banjo string?
Oh, yeah, their banjo.
The thought of like a string breaking like that and it being on your right. So, yeah, any bedroom dilemmas that you have, I feel sick. I say the blood is not okay. You can let us know. And if there's anyone in your life that you think might be showing a red flag, let us know. We'll decide. So, we're basically going to list a red flag every week.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what you think is a red flag and tell you if it is a red flag or not. Thanks to Penny for sponsoring this episode.
Thank you, Penny. We love you.
You can freshen up your wardrobe with all the latest essential pieces available in nearest Penny's or Primark store right now.
Make sure to like, rate and subscribe on whatever podcast platform that you're listening to this on right now. And we love you.
Love you.
Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.
Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.